converting between unit systems. As you may have guessed, the factor label method can also be used to convert between systems of units as well as within systems of units. If a measurement is done in the English system, the factor label method can be used to convert that measurement to the metric system, or vice versa. To be able to do this, we must learn the relationships between metric and English units, as shown in Table 1.3. Although these relationships are important, we will not use them very often, so you don't need to memorize them. We can use this information to form conversion factors for the factor label method the same way we did for the metric system conversions. Study example 1.2 to see how this works. Give yourself a little more practice with the factor label method by answering on your own questions 1.4 to 1.5. On your own. 1.4. How many kilograms are in 8.465 slugs? 1.5. If an object occupies a volume of 6.1236 liters, how many gallons does it occupy?